You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
They got that 11 a.m. game down at Toledo.
I'm paying attention, yeah. Yeah. I think they're tied at one.
Parker Meadows.
I haven't seen what he's done. I just seen some.
He's got a ground out the second and a walk.
Howie Lee made a spectacular play at second base.
Did he?
Unroe hit a triple off the wall. But I'm thank you. I'm more amazed by this statistical anomalization from Front Office Sports.
Yeah.
North Carolina baseball star Luke Stevenson makes 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches per year and eats them throughout games.
Huh. Okay, so one thing that I've seen in locker rooms is bread, peanut butter, and jelly.
Yeah.
Amongst things that are readily available for players.
I love peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, does it say he only did it during games?
It doesn't say that. It just said what I read there. So I'm going to have to assume that's throughout the year, and maybe it's because he's playing baseball throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But 1,500 PB&Js per year. So that's roughly, you know, four and change, close to five a year or a day.
A day, yeah.
I love peanut butter and jelly. What? I'm sorry. What? Four, and I average at least four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a day? Every day?
That's a lot. Let's start with this. If to average that, that means you're eating 4 days when you just have practice, four PB&Js. Days when you don't have practice or games, four PB&Js. You got a game, four PB&Js. It's a Saturday, four PB&Js. It's Christmas Day, four PB&Js. Like you start working your way through.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're going to get up and have four PB&Js before your turkey or with your turkey.
The next day, the day
so
after,
if you're
day
missing
before.
Days along the way, you're getting into six and seven on days to make up for it to average that 1,500. I wonder if this is what Front Office Sports had in mind they'd be covering when they opened up their Twitter account.
Right. Well, apparently it's being discussed on a broadcast of a game between like Florida State and North Carolina, but it was just being mentioned. I'm like, what? That can't be. I can eat a lot of PB&Js, right? But yeah, okay. But it's for like one meal of the day. If I put down three, which I think is that's a lot, and I would probably just go two at the most. But if I were to put down three,
Yep.
I got the bread's great, right? I got good bread, Jif creamy peanut butter doing a job, and
he's getting fired up, people.
And I got my blackberry jam ready to roll. Here we go. Awesome. You know, perfect temperature, perfect chew, everything's working well. And I throw down three. The last thing I'm gonna want for dinner that day is peanut butter and jelly. Right? I have or to do it after like for 4 days in a row. That's right. What you're eating. Now, I remember one weekend I went to Michigan State when I was a freshman in college to stay with my friends for the weekend, and to eat, I brought with me a loaf of bread, a jar of peanut butter, and a jar of jelly, and that's what I had for the weekend. But it was just the weekend. It's not every day of my God-given life here.
Yeah, in Gator's meager college existence, he was going after PB&Js. Like, I get it. You know, you're living on a budget.
Even if I'm thinking about that, did I even eat like 300 that year? No. My man's going 1,500 a year.
I guess when you got a 1,024 OPS, you can eat whatever you want.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're young, you're burning calories the whole bit, but good grief. Thank goodness for NIL.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's paying for these, Gator. I got to be honest. I think there's
probably not.
Good probability that they're available in the clubhouse, yeah. But if there is an NIL opportunity for this guy.
1,500.
Yep.
You ever eat a double-decker peanut butter and jelly, Gator?
I have.
Put two together?
Or just with one maybe one piece of bread in between the two, so three pieces of bread. I've done that.
And?
I don't need to.
It's too much?
It's too much. Yeah, it's a lot. It takes away the specialness of the right mixture of peanut butter to jelly to bread, because you're adding more bread to the mix. And yes, I do have a bread problem, but my solution to that problem is make another sandwich. So I didn't like the double decker.
Our stats department told me that he eats one every three at bats is the average. That's what he said.
Wow.
So that's still, I mean, at most two a game. If he's eating one every three at bats, how many games do you have six at bats?
It's true. Not.
I don't know that this math adds up.
Well, but that's just during the game, and then you have a pregame sandwich, a postgame sandwich.
Yeah. No, I'm seeing the video here. If people are wondering, this does look like a homemade PB&J. And by homemade, I mean it's not the Uncrustable. It looks like Wonder Bread.
Oh yeah, that was a big sandwich.
Yep. But hey, whatever routine works for you, man.
Just casually having a PB&J.
Yep.
I saw that and I thought it was astounding. There's no way.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm buying it, but if you want to see the video that Gator is referencing from Front Office Sports, it's been tweeted out from the Carson Anderson Twitter page at DougAndGator971. All right, so the big news in Detroit, of course, is the Tigers win again. All they do is blank and win, and good time for a winning streak after a losing streak. Lost three in a row to Cleveland, and they answer the bell, going 1-2-3, beating Cleveland in game four, and then beating a good Giants team back-to-back. And probably the story of last night's game is Jack Flaherty, who has really, really bounced back his last few starts after going through a bit of a rough stretch. There was a reason why I remember taking this call a couple weeks ago, somebody really concerned about Jack Flaherty, and we gave him the old sit tight, you know, long seasons. He's still got good stuff. Veteran pitcher. I suspect he'll be fine. Turns out he's been pretty darn good. And maybe the secondary headline is Wensiel Perez on the third pitch he saw this year after being activated, hits a home run in his first at bat. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, there are three things in the game. Yeah, it had Flaherty going well with the six shutout innings. You had Riley Green with three hits and the Perez stuff. It's fun to watch this team. Different people step up every game. We've had games where the top half of the lineup has been dominant. Mm-hmm. The games where the bottom half of the lineup has been dominant. Games where the pitching has been dominant. Games where you had to lean on the bullpen and they'll throw five or six shutout innings. I love this team. This team is so much fun to watch.
They're likable.
Yeah,
they're likable, and they're getting a bang for their buck. We were talking earlier about their payroll. I mean, because of Baez resurgence, we don't have anybody right now that people are really complaining about. Typically, if a player is getting paid a lot of money and not performing, you get a lot of calls. You get a lot of texts. You got a lot of complaints. There's not a lot of complaints here.
No, you take away the Javi Baez complaining, and there's little. You could nitpick if you want to nitpick, but it's really doesn't feel like it's necessary while they're on a three-game winning streak answering, you know, the bell after they dropped the first three to Cleveland. They won the last game against Cleveland, and then the first two against the Giants have a chance to sweep today, and the Giants are no pushover, one of the better teams in all of baseball.
In a very tangible way, the best part about nobody being overpaid is it gives you the flexibility to go add salary if necessary at the trade deadline. The thing about that is we still got a couple of months here before those decisions need to be made, which is great because if the trade deadline were tomorrow, I'm guessing they'd probably only go after a bullpen arm. But with two more months to play between now and then, we'll have a better grasp on who's for real, who might return to earth a little bit, where the injuries are hurting him. We'll have a better sense for any possible weaknesses that could get addressed at the trade deadline. So it's hard to even speculate on trades right now because there's no obvious need. You're going to tell me you're going to find a better bat to play at third base? Sure. You tell me you're going to have a bullpen arm? I'll take it. But, you know, I don't know that it's like, oh my God, this is a great sense of urgency.
Well, no, because what can end up solving itself? Parker Meadows comes back, plays center.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Field and Javi goes to third. Mm-hmm. And if Javi keeps hitting, you know, problem solved. But the bullpen is something that's going to be a work in progress. You're going to look at that closely and see if you need to go find yourself a closer just to add to the strength of the back end of the bullpen, which is the strength of the bullpen probably is the back end because you got two guys that are pitching very well there, at least two guys. Add to that would be great.
All right, A.J. Hinch joining the morning show coming up today at 12:16. Hear the best of what he had to say, including he makes a case for an underappreciated Tiger that he thinks could be an all-star. Hear what he had to say coming up shortly. Just a reminder, Tiger Baseball this afternoon. If you're just joining us, we got a Carson Anderson quiz question at 12:25. First one with the correct answer to the quiz question will receive a 4-pack of tickets to the Detroit Sports Spectacular coming up this weekend at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff, Calvin Johnson, Amon-Ra, Miguel Cabrera, and many more. For tickets, go to DetroitSportsSpectacular.com. We are a mere 14 minutes away from that giveaway, so stick with us. Hopefully you've been listening. Hey, Wednesdays are looking different at Twin Peaks as they're going out with bourbons and brews and bringing in tequilas and cervezas for the summer, a twist on the hottest night of the week. The girls are swapping out their black lingerie for red, and they're serving up the best tequila cocktails around. Hump Day just hits harder at Twin Peaks, especially with the playoffs going on, basketball and hockey. And let's face it, Detroit baseball is a great watch right now. Good place to watch this afternoon's game. Pair all that awesome action with the best restaurant food around. We loved it just out there recently during March Madness. I love the Chipotle chicken. How about that Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake? You can't categorize their menu as bar food because it is a scratch kitchen and they can compete with anyone. Hand-cut New York strips, house smoked brisket and ribs. It is National Brisket Day. Hand smashed burgers. It's also National Hamburger Day. And the biggest wings in town. And their extensive bar features high-end tequilas, bourbons, and craft cocktails, the coldest draft beer in the country, poured at a bone-chilling 29 degrees. And, of course, there's the beautiful and hospitable Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Don't miss a game. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to some Tiger stuff. Got baseball coming up this afternoon. They took the first two from San Francisco, which is good. It's a good baseball team. And Tigers, reassuring us, no need to panic after the first three losses in that Cleveland series. So they're back to their winning ways. They go for the sweep today. San Francisco entered this series in second place in the National League West, right behind the Dodgers. They're now in third place. See if the Tigers can take care of business one more time. But after that losing streak, they bounced back, and A.J. Hinch was talked about this morning, talked about this team's ability to answer the bell when things start to go south. It's really been cool. If you look at it on an individual level, one of the things that happened with, and I'll just bring up Spencer Torkelson, is Spencer Torkelson seemed like one of these players from afar that would get in his own head when things started to go wrong. Like he'd just start to tweak and back to the lab and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at his game logs, when he puts up offers, it's no longer for like five or six games in a row. It'll be one or two, and then he'll bang out a hit there, here or there. In fact, on May 9th and 10th, he played back-to-back games without hits. Started and played back-to-back games. He did it in late April a couple of times. But, when he's starting, I don't think he's ever gone three straight games started without a hit this year. That's an example of sort of the resiliency to not go on long slumps.
It's part of it. I think everything starts with A.J. Hinch. His cool, calm demeanor just permeates throughout the entire clubhouse. Nobody's getting too high. Nobody's getting too low. Just go about their business. They know what their job is to do. And yet they're still going out and having fun. Now, we say all the time, it's because they're winning. But to get to that point, it's because of what he has already instilled, because of the calmness that helps you win, which helps you have fun. And at the same time, you're not going over the top with it in either way. One of the rare flare ups we've seen was Baez at the plate the other day with the home plate umpire. It's one of the rare times we've seen anybody really get discouraged. Sometimes you see guys at the plate that might, throw a bat down because they swung and missed or something, but they just get back on the horse and you got another at bat coming up in an inning or two.
Yeah.
You'll have another chance. They're not taking it away from you.
All right, more from A.J. Hinch this morning. there's always focus on, who you didn't get or who you might try and go get. But A.J. wanted to make the point. Look, in this offseason, in his opinion, they brought in good players. You know what's funny? As soon as he said, I don't care who wins the offseason, I immediately thought of the Chicago Bears. It has nothing to do with the Tigers, but that's who I thought of. Feels like it's been a couple of years of the Bears winning the offseason. But anyway, sorry. I digress.
Yes, the Bears have nothing to do with the Tigers. But the offseason comment is interesting because it talks about how Tiger fans felt with losing out on Alex Bregman.
Yep.
And it has not stopped this train from rolling. Not even a little. In fact, the train's rolling faster than ever. So that stuff doesn't matter. Getting guys healthy, that's what matters. Concentrating on taking care of the division matters. So, here they are sitting on top of the division with a reasonably healthy lead at this point of five games over Minnesota, six over Cleveland, seven over Kansas City. Feel pretty good about this team.
248-539-9797. More with AJ coming up. Let's go to Mitch. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mitch?
How you doing, Doug?
Good, Mitch.
I'm calling because I was just on the ESPN website.
Yep.
And there is a report out there by this Dave or Dan Schoenfeld,
yep.
and he's talking about the Tigers' last 100 games
yep.
and how they have the best record in Major League Baseball over these last 100 games
yep.
and how dominating Tarek Skubal's been pitching.
Yeah, and it talks about their bullpen. It talks about their team OPS. I mean, it's basically saying
dramatic improvement.
Yeah, you can quantify why they've been. It's easy to see why they've been winning games.
It's 100 games. It's not a small sample size.
It's a really interesting story if you haven't seen it. But yes,
yeah, those are the kind of articles, and it's a national guy. It's not a local guy, so yep. it just goes to show you how we're getting some really good press.
So, you know what, Mitch? I mean, I made this point earlier in the show, and it sounds like you're the same. It's refreshing to go outside of Detroit, outside of the fan base, outside of the blogs, which are all, they've served their roles, and they're fine. But it's always reassuring to see that we're not looking at it through Detroit colored glasses. The people outside can see it, and they give it, you know, a little more credibility. And, yeah, it's been great.
Right. Where do you see the next 50 games?
I don't know if there's any reason to think it won't continue. I mean,
they've given you no reason to think that. And there's this. Cody Stavenhagen just tweeted out from The Athletic. Alex Cobb signed for $15 million in the offseason, but yep. has yet to pitch this year, is likely starting a rehab assignment in the next day or two.
To answer his question specifically, I'll go 30 and 20.
Playing it safe. You're being conservative.
Yeah, being conservative.
Not at the same torrid pace.
I don't think it's going to be the same torrid pace. I think it's going to slow down a little bit, but I'll go 30 and 20.
I like better than that.
Okay.
Because they're going to get Parker Meadows back.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to adds a different dimension to the team.
Didn't I just hear what you said about Alex Cobb?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll stick with 30.
What's the matter with
it? Stick with 30 and 20.
Parker Meadows, I think, is going to make a big difference in this team because he adds a dimension of speed and base-stealing threat that they really don't have right now,
mm-hmm.
or that they don't use too much. I mean, they don't steal many bases.
And if they – so what did you put a number on it?
You went 30 and 20 over the next 50 games?
Yep.
I will go 32 and 18.
32 and 18. 32 and 18 is more in line with kind of what they've done. I think it's, in fact, I think it's pretty close to almost the exact same winning percentage. I think
you know me, I'm all about the math.
I think they cool off a little bit here, but that's a very little bit. I mean, if they 30 and 20, they'd be 66 and 40. Be rolling downhill towards 90 plus wins. 248-539-9797. We'll have more with AJ Hinch coming up shortly. Tigers afternoon game today, 1:10 start against San Francisco. As the Tigers will send Jackson Job to the hill against Landon Roop. Job looking to improve on his 4-1 record so far. Let's give away these tickets to the Detroit Sports Spectacular, the Suburban Collection Showcase coming up this weekend. What fictional TV character did Gator mistakenly write in his show sheet suggesting the Pistons should trade for him?
Here we go.
He used the actor's name, but who is the fictional TV character that Gator suggested the Tigers should trade for? First correct answer at 248-539-9797. You get the 4-pack of tickets. We're a spectacular lineup of Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff, Calvin Johnson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Miguel Cabrera, Chris Chelios is going to be there. Michael Penix is going to be there. Jeff Comlow is going to be there. Actually, I made that up.
Bill Laimbeer.
You can win the tickets. First one with the correct answer. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on the ticket.
Hey, need a new garage door like right now? Well, the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service, they can get you one in as little as 24 hours. They're the only company with new garage doors in stock at their local warehouse. That's right. Because of that, they can install it in sometimes as little as 24 hours. They're a great company. I've used them specifically to get new garage doors. A few years ago, they came out to my house. They had to switch them out, and they walked me through the entire process, gave me all the options, and I picked out perfect doors for my house, and I couldn't be happier. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. Or how about this? You want to schedule an appointment and something that works for you? Go online at precisiondoormi.com. That way you can schedule that appointment at a time that works for you. They will work with your schedule. Again, either 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or go to precisiondoormi.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. Congratulations to Jake in Flint. He was the first one with the correct answer. Rip Wheeler.
That's not who I said.
You suggested that they trade for Cole Hauser.
I didn't suggest they trade for Cole Hauser. I was misquoting a column from the Free Press today. And I got the name Sam Hauser mixed up with Cole Hauser because I was watching Yellowstone last night. Season 5, episode 11, a lot was going on. I'm sorry.
Hey, Kang,
I did not say Rip Wheeler.
Pretty happy he wasn't watching an adult film.
Ooh, a spicy trade proposal from Gator.
The send Pistons the are...
send the pick at 37. We'll probably stop. Anyway, congratulations.
For Peter North. Way to go.
Congratulations, Jake and Flynn. You knew the it was...
It's got a great shot.
Rip Wheeler. Tigers win the first two games against San Francisco 3-1 and 3-1. So I'm going to go 3-1 Tigers today.
Is that what you're going to go with?
That's what I'm going to go with, 3-1 Tigers again today. But last night, really, really good pitching performance from Jack Flaherty. You had the Wensiel Perez home run. You had a couple of RBI hits from Riley Green. I went out and acted like a star. Look, it's just... It's good to see them winning baseball games in incredible ways. And bullpen, Chase Lee, what a find that guy's been. So they've taken a guy who is a club baseball player at Alabama, who's on the club team, eventually got a shot on varsity, and they've taken, by the way, club baseball doesn't have, it's not like a JV team. It runs as an independent thing. It's regular students playing baseball, representing the school. I know that because my son did it. But Chase Lee went from the club team to Bama and now made it to the bigs. Will Vest, who closed the game out, did give up a couple of hits, but closed the game out and looked pretty filthy while doing it. He was a shortstop at Stephen F. Austin. I guess he was recruited and went there as a shortstop. I'm not really sure I'm sure he pitched in high school, but I think he went there primarily as a shortstop.
I'm going to guess he's pitched at some point in this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you throw 98 miles an hour, which is what he finished the game with last night, and he was fired up with that pitch.
Yep.
And great to see it. It's, you know, baseball, the game is just full of all these nuances when you watch guys playing and watching these games very closely, and you see pitchers that can throw fastballs at 96 and above, but it's what's your secondary pitch, and right. How different is that? And when they're coming back with a changeup that goes 79 or a curveball at 81. It's a remarkable difference. And yesterday the opposing pitcher had like a 14-mile-an-hour difference between the heat and the off-speed stuff. And when you got movement all over the place, it's amazing what these guys are able to do.
Here you go. Will Vest goes to Stephen F. Austin, doesn't pitch his freshman year, hits 158. Sophomore year, doesn't pitch, hits 220. Junior year, 31. Junior year switches over to pitcher. His junior year goes 3-0 with a 1.38 ERA. Tigers get him and put him in Connecticut. And he eventually works his way up the totem pole. So he didn't even start to pitch at the collegiate level to his junior year. Wild.
Yeah, I mean, you see crazy stories like that, right? Guys that have these amazing arms, that like Brandon Inch was another one of these guys that actually had a 90-something mile-an-hour fastball, but he was playing at shortstop, third base, didn't play catcher until the Tigers asked him to.
All right, here we go. A.J. Hinch on the morning show, they were talking about John Morosi and how he suggested four or five, national writers suggested four or five Tigers could be All-Stars. He made a case for one underrated Tiger. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get serious all-star consideration. He's like fifth in the American League in OPS. He's in the middle of the pack in percentage of runners thrown out. I'm not saying he's not been exceptionally good for the Tigers, but
well,
he's not qualified with the number of at-bats he's had.
Yeah, because he's got 152 at-bats, but he's hitting, when he hits the ball, all he does is hit line drives. It seems that way. And he's hitting .289 on the season. The reason his OPS isn't higher, I mean, he's got plenty of doubles. He's got extra base power. It's because he doesn't walk. Yeah. He's drawn 2 walks this year. 2. That's it. Yeah. In 152 at-bats, he's got 2 walks. I mean, that's why it's the OPS isn't higher. It's like Javi Baez is similar. Javi's got 5 walks in 157 at-bats, and I feel like 4 of those 5 walks came in like a week.
You know, every 75, 76 at-bats, he'll draw a walk.
But these are things that run contrary to what Scott Harris preaches, which is interesting. But Dylan Dingler was not a Scott Harris pick. It was an Al Avila pick. What Dylan Dingler can do is he can hit. And any concerns about calling a game with Jake Rogers being out to start the season, and Jake Rogers was Tarek Skubal's personal catcher, they're alleviated, completely alleviated. Because who caught the game on Sunday when Tarek Skubal threw the gem? The complete game shutout, 2 hits, the 13 strikeouts. It was Dylan Dingler. No longer have to worry about Dylan Dingler. Is he going to jibe with Tarek Skubal? Can he handle the rest of the staff? He's doing just fine. And it doesn't surprise me in the least that A.J. Hinch, if he's going to talk about all-star players, being a former catcher, will help to promote his own catcher, and he should.
Okay, finally, one of the things he loves about managing this team is guys just seem to do whatever he wants. They're just about winning, and he doesn't have to appease them. Wherever he's putting guys, they're happy. Yeah, you know, he said that conversation. At one point, he gave the details. That conversation was like, when he brought Jake in, Jake's like, yeah, I see what he's doing. We're good. And I suspect we'll be glad we have Jake Rogers on this roster before the season's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're just fine with it. And you know, you roll with what's hot, and Dylan Dingler is awfully hot.
Yes. Yes, he is. So has Riley Green been lately?
Sorry.
It's quite all right. But yes, as a manager, it's got to be good to have so many people bought it. Now, the one part, remember Gleyber Torres wouldn't move in New York? We haven't had to cross that bridge here in Detroit, and maybe we never will. But I wonder if being a part of this culture here, maybe he would. Well, last year, the quote was, I'm a second baseman. I play second base.
Right.
And, you know, eventually they moved. Who was it? Jazz Chisholm was the one that ended up moving. But, you know, it's a different team, different culture, different clubhouse. Wonder what would happen if he were suggested. There's no better example other than Javi Baez. How great is that? Who was at third base yesterday when the umpire was the third base umpire.
Yeah, because he was over at third base and no issues whatsoever. They'll get over it. What I love about Gleyber Torres,
yep,
his on-base percentage, yep, is .380. He's walking like a fiend right now. It's great how many walks he's drawn lately.
I think we said yesterday, was he first or second at his position in baseball in OPS?
I think he is.
It's really good. All right, so Tiger baseball straight ahead. They take on the Giants. Thanks for being with us. A reminder to stay safe and treat each other with respect. We'll be back with you tomorrow from here in studio. It is Carson Anderson here on...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.